For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
I know this came out late last week, but and you might have touched on it, Davo, but the word of the year, at least for, we'll see this three times before the end of the year, because all the different dictionaries will come out and say, here's our word of the year. We love new words, and people love adding things to their vocab.
Yeah, and they're usually something very pop culture.
Yep. Do you think you're like a sponge when it comes to popular words, Davo?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I've been using YOLO since 2011.
And it really should have stopped back then.
No,
but here you are.
Never will.
Still saying it in 2025. But we'll get to what the actual word of the year is in a moment. But a few of the words that were shortlisted but unfortunately couldn't crack the crown this year. Tradwife was one of the shortlisted words. A married woman who adheres to traditional female gender roles, often associated with conservative or alt-right political views.
So that's been a fun little TikTok trend.
Yep. The Gen Z stare. It was also, and these aren't, like when we say word of the year, it's essentially phrases.
Yes.
Or little tidbits. The Gen Z stare was a blank, disengaged facial expression associated with the Gen Z.
Yeah, so, my niece is really good with that one.
Yeah. Oh, because she's 19, so she'll be giving that to you properly. Okay.
Proper.
The last one that I... Well, there's two... there's an honourable mention for another two. Aura farming. Have you heard of aura farming?
No, I haven't.
I've seen aura farming. It's the intentional cultivation of one's charisma, presence or vibe, often for attention on social media clout. I'm getting looks from younger staff members and they think that I might be the whitest, oldest man ever.
That's all right,
reading
mate.
These things. Have you seen that? It's like he's on a boat and he's doing this thing with his arms.
He's doing the little, the booty slap dance.
No, he's not on a booty slap. No. People listening, their kids will get what I'm saying.
Okay.
Another honourable mention, clanker. Now, I really like clanker. Do you know what a clanker is?
No, please.
It's like a derogatory term for AI. So it's like your robot vacuum or ChatGPT. Oh, you stupid clanker. Mm-hmm. Like, I really like that one. But the word of the year for 2025 is 6-7.
I'm so sick of this word.
Yeah. So it's 6-7 or 67 or whatever.
It's not 67. Don't say that again. You're okay, you're embarrassing yourself.
Sorry. Oh, no. I was looking pretty cool before that. But 6-7 has been described as the word of the year. Getting a definition of 6-7 is challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Even dictionary.com admits it said this is a bit confusing. This is direct from dictionary.com. Don't worry, we're all still trying to figure out exactly what it means. It's meaningless, ubiquitous, and nonsensical. In other words, it has the hallmarks of brain rot.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, don't know what it means.
Well, that kind of makes sense. It means nothing.
It's got the hand, like, I know it's a song. There's a song and it says 6-7 and that's the height of a basketball player, but that's all I know.
But I don't understand how you can use it in a sentence. I get it means nothing.
It's, right.
But how is that getting whipped out in a sentence? I don't understand.
So if you were to say
I don't
something.
I think you can tell me.
6-7.
Do you know, this is taking the world by storm. I saw at the basketball game over the weekend, they had a 6-7 cam up in the in the stadium. And so everyone was doing the dance move, the 6-7. Yeah.
Because the hand gesture is kind of like, I don't know, a little column A, column B. But I don't understand how 6-7 get 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. If you are a youth, call up with mum and dad or mum and mum or whoever it is, their permission. If you want to tell us what 6-7, if you think you can really describe it for that older generation, that'd be awesome help.
Yeah, even if you can just use it in a sentence for me.
Oh,
please.
That's really I quite like that. Julie in Torquay has given us a call. Julie, now you're a high school teacher, is that right?
I am a high school teacher, and ooh, I have my own teenagers at home.
All right.
Oh, so you're in the thick of it then. You're in 6-7 territory.
I hear this a lot, and I don't really know what it means, but I have a theory.
Okay.
And my theory is, I don't know, my parents used to use a saying that was like 6 1/2 dozen the other.
I've heard that,
It's an old saying, yep. And it's kind of not one thing nor another, you know what I mean? And that's what 6-7 sounds like to me.
Well, that's what the hand gesture implies.
Could
now we know
six, could be seven, you know.
We've done the research that it's in reference to a song and a basketballer, LaMelo Ball's height, 6'7", but I just still am not understanding how you would use that to communicate from one person to another, you know?
No, but That's what it sounds like to me. Oh, it could be six, one half dozen, the other, whatever. That's what it
means. That makes a lot of sense, but I don't think the youth are using it like that.
Okay. All right. Well, Julie, if you could just like track that down tomorrow, maybe in class, that'd be also awesome. We've also had Emma in Highton. Now, you have a school-age child in the car with you. Is that right, Emma?
I do. And I've heard this so many times, not only from my children, but all over social media.
All right. Is Millie available to have a chat about this to us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Here she is.
Millie, oh, you already sound so disinterested in chatting to us. I don't blame you. Millie.
She's a bit nervous.
That's okay. We're nervous too because we're admitting we don't know something
and
here.
And she's the cool kid.
You are the cool kid. How would you use 6-7 in real life?
So, 6-7, it literally means nothing. But it's a really big meme, and it's really popular.
Okay.
And you could, and like in a sentence, you could someone say like, "What's the time?" And they'll be like, "Oh, 6-7," or like, "How many answers did you get?" Like, "Oh, 6-7."
See.
So it's just like.
I'm still confused.
It means everything and nothing. It's like, oh, so what's the time? I don't know, 6-7.
See, that one's confusing because it could be 6-7.
Exactly.
So, Millie, if I was saying, what are you going to do on the weekend?
Then you can't really use it in that.
Okay.
Because it has to be like... it has to be like a question that involves numbers.
So I'd be like, what time am I going to pick you up from school, Millie?
Yeah, like 6 or 7 maybe.
Yeah, okay.
And then the whole class would erupt. 6-7.
Yeah. Okay, right. So you're listening to K-Rock's 955. Is that what, is there a way that you can incorporate that in there?
Yeah.
Can they say, I don't know, it's hard because I haven't got the right numbers.
It has to be the right numbers. Right,
yeah, what are the numbers after K-Rock, Millie?
like 6 or 7.
All right. Okay, well.
I'm more confused than when I started. I'm not going to lie.
Well, we appreciate the help.
Tim and Davo.
We've talked a lot on this show about targeted advertising. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening, it hits you from all different angles on your phone. You just go, well, you're listening to me. You're in my thoughts. I don't like it.
Yeah, I feel like our iPhones know us better than anyone.
I have had something really rare come across the desk. And I don't know why, but it's really piqued my interest.
Okay.
Over the last couple of years, now, Davo, you're new to Geelong, so you may have only experienced this once if you've gone to the city. But the works, so you know the Westgate Bridge,
mm-hmm.
The Westgate Tunnel and this link to the West has been in progress for some time now.
Yeah, like 10 years or something?
Oh, it's been taking a minute. Yeah, so okay. I remember stages of it, at least in 2016. So, but since moving to Geelong 3-4 years ago, definitely something where if they're doing things and they're shutting down lanes, it's a pain. This Westgate Tunnel, the whole thing is it's going to connect the West to the certain parts of the city and blah, blah, blah. A couple of months ago at Warm Pond Shopping Centre, there was a simulator that I walked past and you could drive through the Westgate Tunnel and be like, this is what it's going to be like.
Yeah, cool.
And the line was so long. And I really, really wanted to do it. Yeah. So I was like, that's dumb. I want it. I needed it. What's it going to be like, right? There is, I think it's on the 16th of November or maybe it's next weekend. They're offering an opportunity for people to walk or run through the tunnel before they open it.
Yeah, okay.
And why do I want to do it? Why do I want to do that?
Curiosity, babes. Curiosity killed the cat, though.
I don't want to be killed. Here's my thing. It's definitely going to be something. If I do this, and if people do it, like people can head up from Geelong, whatever. Every time I drive through that tunnel to my son, and if we have more kids... Dad walked through this tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to go, yeah, sure, Dad, whatever. We'll get the dismissive, yeah, Dad, I don't care. Dad, I don't care. I'll even do it to my wife. She'll go, yeah, sure, babe. Love you. You got to walk through the tunnel. Mm-hmm. What do you do? That alone makes me want to do it. But what have you ever walked in a tunnel?
No, I haven't. I will say that's not something I've thought about doing. It's not something that, I guess, piques my interest. I do understand in this situation, it's a big... infrastructure that has been taking such a long time. It is a bit of build up in there.
See,
that would
slow pace.
Yeah.
You can't. I don't know if I've missed the window, but you could register. I'm already thinking, how do you get there? Do you go down like a
what?
Like
you
a
haven't
cool
registered
secret
already?
Tunnel? Well, no, because I think I might be busy or, you know, parenting. So.
We can't mustn't want to do it that bad. Well, come on.
But then I also go, is it the whole length of the tunnel? Like that could be a long tunnel. And I'm not running it. I think people listen to this show enough to know that I'm not running that.
No.
I'm walking that.
No, you're trotting it.
Oh, why is there something? Am I the only one that's thinking that's a cool thing to do?
No, you're definitely not. There is a whole lot of middle-aged men feeling the exact same way as you.
So you'd be into it too.
Oi, that's rude.
We need to do some bonding. We need to spend more time together. I've had you over for dinner. It's time to ask for one back. Instead of me coming around to your house for dinner, walk with the Westgate Tunnel with me.
I would actually do it.
You reckon that'd be fun?
Yeah, come on.
All right. I'll see if the... Because the targeted advertising's worked. If I really want to do it.
Gary, Mick.
There's four of us. Yeah. That's all the people that wanted to be there. But we're there and we can say it for future generations.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Mate, it's time for everyone's favourite segment.
Ratchets. Ratchets.
Yes, Ratchets is something that Davo, when you said, hey, I'm going to come work here for 12 months, this is in my contract, I'm bringing Ratchets. Initially, I was just sat quietly and I listened. You're trying to spread love of rats from around the world. Or just like the plight of rats,
I'm
I guess.
I'm just trying to, share rat stories from around the globe so we are all aware of what's happening in the rat community.
It's a community that, if you didn't know, is quite active around the world, causing mischief, also behind a lot of big problems. So I'm excited to see what Rat Chat is about today.
Now, look, I do need to quickly let you know that today I'm doing something I've never done before.
Okay.
And I'm allowing mice into the space of Rat Chat. Okay? it's genuine.
I thought you were about to say, I checked and it's fine. That is okay. We'll allow it.
Mm-hmm.
You get one a year, Davo. So this is it for 2025.
Well, this is very important because an incredible study has come out that's proven that male mice sing love songs to attract and seduce female mice.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, out there, but, you know, whether you're a rat or a mouse, you know, there is a big rumor that they just mate. There's a
rude
plague
rats.
Of them for
yeah,
a reason.
Yeah, there's
But how are you, even in a world where you walk past one mice, you mate with them and you move on, you still want to stand out. You want to put your best paw forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it a paw or is it like a...
A claw, I guess.
A claw, yeah.
A little rat claw. Mouse hand.
Yeah, there we go.
I don't know, whatever you think. But let's have a think about some of the options we could have. Careless whisker.
All right. Should have known better to cheat a friend. So you just think changing the word there to... Careless whisper to whisker is a bit of fun.
Or we could have love me cheddar.
Love me tender, love me sweet.
But no, I want to, if we're going to do this, we'll listen to the whole thing. No, that is cooked funny.
But I mean, the thing is that we'll never really know because unfortunately the male mice, they sing in such a high sort of register that you can't actually hear it to the human
the
ear.
The human ear can't register it. It's a high pitch.
But Tim, you will be so excited to hear. I have managed to get my mitts on a recording of one of these mice singing to the females, and you will not believe it, the hottest romantic song that is playing on K-Rock at the moment has spread to the rodent community.
That is unbelievable that you managed to track down that real audio.
Who would have thought that Olivia Dean had got into the
yeah,
rat
she's
community?
That big. She's that popular right now that even mice are
share my
getting
cheese.
Share my cheese. It's good. It's good. That is real. So that's good to know.
Mini a whiskers girl, they shine so brightly.
Yeah.
These male rats, they're poets. That's rat chat for you.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Yesterday, before I came into work, my wife our son and I now. Jack, he's 2 and a bit now, almost 2.5 months. We were like, you know what? We've got a pretty chill morning ahead of us. You know what we could do once he wakes up? Why don't we put up the Christmas tree?
Are you right?
Why don't we put up the Christmas tree? Last year, he was still pretty young, you know, just turned one. And like, I said to him, I was like, do you remember Christmas? And he went, ho, ho, ho. And I was like, yes, that is the one we're talking about.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So set up the Christmas tree, got him to help put some baubles on. Like, did the thing. I held him up to put the star on. He actually put it on. I was blown away. We had a lovely old family morning.
Brother, it's the 5th of November.
This is what I've heard from a few people.
It's early.
My wife put it up on Instagram and I reshared that. And a few people going, November's early. But December's so short. And because December's crazy busy, you want to appreciate the decorations while they're up. Well, now, we never had them until last year. So this is only our second year.
Yeah, okay.
And we've decided to lean into Christmas.
It's too early to be knocking... Like, just, it's too early to be doing this. You can't be getting ready for a Christmas period at this point. Way too early.
Because this is when I need to do my shopping.
I heard
and
Mariah
it reminds me.
I heard Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas yesterday, and I thought, I'm not ready.
Oh, well, you're going to like December on K-Rock. Christmas music. We lean into it then. I agree. The Christmas songs, I agree. December, you know, that's the place that they're built for. Mm-hmm. But the Christmas tree, like, it's just, it was a lovely morning. We put up the Christmas tree, chucked all the baubles on. Lights are on. It's shining in the corner of the house for our son to enjoy.
The other part of this for you is that your son is 2.5 years old. That's a long stretch of time for him to be thinking it's Christmas.
But he doesn't.
And getting hyped for Christmas.
No, he doesn't understand the gift stuff. He just knows that we're going to go get a weird photo with Santa somewhere in Westfield.
Well, all he knows is ho, ho, ho at this point,
yeah,
to be fair.
And that's a great starting point. So, because we got gifted. Oh, no, I can't say this.
Okay.
I've heard rumors that an Elf on the Shelf might appear this year. Okay. I think it's a bit early, personally, for an Elf on the Shelf to be rocking up in our house to making sure he's behaving. I think that's a next year thing.
That's a lot of admin for you and your life over there.
Well, it's not admin. You know, it's they're magical elves. Like, you know, they're out and about. So
yeah, but you've got to do admin with the elf to make sure he's organised.
Sit down for 10 and be like, all right, what have you seen? Give me the rundown. I'm not into it this year. But, yeah, a few people have said November's way too early to be chucking up your Christmas tree.
It is. It's disgusting behaviour from you. I'm throwing it out there. I'm throwing out
disgusting.
The D word. Disgusting. It's way too early. Settle down. Calm your Christmas spirits and wait for a few weeks like everyone else.
I'm acting far too happy and I should really rein that in. And enjoying myself, Davo.
I'm going to say 1st of December, go your hardest. Actually, no. Here in Geelong, after the lighting of the Christmas tree.
22nd, I think, this year.
Yeah, I think that's acceptable because Christmas has arrived.
Well, we are hitting the phones with this. Dylan's called from Geelong. Dylan, do you think it's too early to be chucking up a Christmas tree?
Definitely not, mate. I agree with you. We got ours up on Sunday. Then we, with the little one yesterday, put up all the problems.
It's about the kids.
Definitely not too early.
The 2nd of November, Dylan.
Nah.
What?
You gotta enjoy the moment, as Tim said, and you know, take it all in.
Do you have family, Dylan? Do you have kids?
We do. I have a little one, Alice.
So they're up and about. Here's the thing. After Halloween, the shops start selling Christmas stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I went walk through Meijer today. You tell Meijer it's not Christmas, Dave. You go and tell Mrs. or Mr. Meijer that, hey, you're not allowed to sell it. It's too early.
They'll be selling that for months. You know, we're going to be talking. But see, it loses, Christmas loses its specialness if you're going to be doing it for 3 months of the year. That's a quarter of the year that we're doing Christmas. Settle down.
I love it. You know, I'm trying to lean into Christmas, Davo, and you are kicking me in the shins, trying to drag me down. Old Chipper Davo over there. Sarah from Mountain Eads giving us a call. Sarah, is this early in November too early to be chucking up a Christmas tree?
100% it is.
All right. Well, what time at your house do you feel like being happy, Sarah? Or is it you go, I'll wait until December 1st. That's when I can see something that makes me smile every morning.
Respectfully, Tim, it has just been Halloween. Mm. Like, you're being ridiculous. Christmas is not for another couple of months.
Yeah.
A couple of months. That's actually a great point, Sarah. I couldn't agree more. And I mean, this happiness thing, you know, you shouldn't be waiting on a holiday to be happy, Tim.
Davo, you know what? Why don't you and Sarah, I'll invite you over. I'll turn off all the lights. I'll turn down the Christmas tree and I'll flood the house. If that's what you prefer in my house, we'll do that. What do you think, Sarah?
Great.
We could have more fun than that.
That actually does kind of sound fun.
Then you're shoving Christmas down my throat, yeah. Tim. Bring it on. I'll be there with Davo.
I like Sarah.
Well, I'm shoving the phone down when I hang up on you, Sarah, so figure that out. Sorry. I guess I'll rein it in and I'll stop smiling. Everyone, get out the chainsaws, chop them down. Even in your new house, do it in front of your kids is what I would advise.
Yeah.
That's what Davo said to
me. Teach them a lesson.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.